It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, Bath County and Fleming County here from Owingsville in this 61st district battle. Todd, these two teams faced off earlier in the year. Bath County lost 71-48 in Flemingsburg. That was back on December the 12th. A lot has changed since then. Rosters have kind of flip-flopped. Guys have battled some injury. Fleming County's had a lot of sickness. Bath County's had players injured, back in the lineup, new faces, new places. When the smoke clears, this Bath County team, 5-14, Fleming County 14-6, they are one of the best teams in the region.
Top four, arguably. In that second tier of teams within the 16th, I mean, you've got your Ashland, your Boyds is hanging around there at the top, and then you kind of drop down, and then that's where you clump in, your Flemings and your Rounds. Apparently, they had an epic game the other night. Tight till about the final 2.5 minutes, and Fleming County was able to go on a little 8-0 run, regain the lead, and come away with a win over in Flemingsburg. But this is a Bath County team. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of players. It's just getting everybody to kind of realize how to play together still. And at this point in the season, you would hope that'd be a little tighter. I mean, we've seen flashes of players like Montana Brashear, our player of the game the other night, having some big outputs. We've seen Jay Smith. We've seen Preston Roos. If all these guys can put those type of games that we know that they're capable of together, it could make this a very interesting game. But you've got this Fleming County team. Their starting five is a solid starting five. They can get you on the inside. They can get you on the outside. But the kid that just absolutely blows my mind out of all of them is the Fry kid. Yeah. He's not high, not tall, and he's not big and wide. He is just a scrappy guy that plays down low. He has a knack for knowing where that basketball is going to go. And he will absolutely eat you alive with that 12 to 18 foot jump shot on the baseline.
And it's funny you bring that up, because you and I have not been talking since we got here about this. But Hank and I had a pre-meal at Taco Bell with half the student section, and they were asking us, they said, why does Fry always just destroy us? And I said, guys, it's simple. They've got three legit superstars at guard positions, and you can't guard them all. And he seems to be the player that you kind of find. They find him open on the wing. He stands out there. His most deadly play against us is his 15-foot jumper from the baseline. And he can shoot it all the way out to the three-point line. He's a good athlete. He's a willing passer. He's their best rebounder. He gets 6 or 7, 8 rebounds a game, whatever it is. But he's athletic, but he's not over-the-rim athletic. But then this team ticks. It's Jolly's team at the point. You've got Hickerson and Hargett, who are two of the best wings in the region. And then everybody else that they bring in there plays role. And I know they get some pretty good minutes out of Kane Roberts, as well as Austin James plays some minutes. They don't score a lot of points, but they all play well. They score like 56 points between those three kids. And those four kids score like 62 of their 66.
Three of their starters are in double digits,
yeah.
Like 19, 17, 14, yeah. And then you throw in Fry at like 9.8. So
yeah.
You've got almost four kids averaging double figures. Hickerson, 18.6. Hargett's 17.6, Jolly at 14.5, and then you got Fry at 9.2. You know, Davey and I talk about it a lot during the girls' games. You need those three scores in double digits. If you're going to look to come out with a win, you need three to get in double digits. And, you know, they legitimately have it. They almost have four, and that's almost unheard of at the high school level to have four players that do that. Usually you have one that really, you know, kind of sets the bar, and then the other two around the 10-point mark. But to really show that they distribute the basketball around that well is pretty good. Bath County has three double-digit scores. You got Talon at 14.7. You got Jace at 10.4. And Montana at 12. You know, so, and then you actually look at Mo down here. He hasn't played very many games, averaging 11.5 in his two. But, you know, you've got three scorers there. But it seems like when we come out, we'll have one or two of those score, and one of them go silent.
Yep.
If we can get, like I said, I honestly feel if we can get all three or four into some double digits, this is going to be a tighter game than people think.
Well, and if you recall the matchups against Fleming County last year, they were a 22-19. They fell in the opening round of the region in kind of a surprise blowout against Russell. The Red Devils beat them 71-60 in a game that Fleming County was a 50-50 with a good Russell team last year. So they won our district. You know, they had their way with us in the championship. They defeated Menifee County, obviously, in the opening round of the district. But they come in, they return basically everyone. And, you know, they've got all that scoring back. They've got all that camaraderie. They know where each other are going to be on the floor. They're a really good team defensively. Buddy Biggs is a good coach. You know, he's a state tournament coach on multiple occasions. He's been on the biggest of stages. So, you know, it's kind of set up for them to make a run. And I understand Round County's super competitive with them. Round County showed us that they're super good. But this is a Fleming County team that I feel like is just a smidge better than they are. And they may end up with a coin toss to see who the number one seed is. I'm not sure how that'll work. But either way, it's already in the – it's a sealed deal. Bath County will have to play Fleming or Round. So we've already seen Round. We'll see how we match up with Fleming. But it's going to be a tough battle. We just want to come out and play with some pride, because these last two games, let's be honest, if you've tuned into these broadcasts, they probably have not been the best listen. It was a 30-point and a 32-point loss. And we tried all the humor we could have to cover it up, but it just hasn't been pretty. Now, can our boys come out and erase all that with a good showing here tonight? Absolutely. And we hope to give them that opportunity. Coach Perry put in the extra work this week. The boys have practiced hard two or three different times in preparation for this Fleming County game. So we head back to the studio. Hear a few words from our sponsors. You're listening to the pregame show, WKCA Bath County Basketball.
It's a brand new year, and Bath Ace Hardware is proud to bring you Bath County sports. They strongly support our young people and thank you for your support of their store and their products. They offer tried and true brands such as Craftsman, Steel, Fieldtreat, Milwaukee.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as our pregame show continues here on 97.7, your home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. Live stream is on WKCARadio.com, and a lot of folks are doing it. Todd, this is a big game for Bath County against Fleming, and I know it doesn't really have any impact on the seeding or scheduling the game per se. It could make a determination if you're going to be a 3-seed or a 4-seed.
I was going to say, if Bath County could squeak out a win here and then get a win over Menifee,
yeah,
they would definitely be the 3-seed.
You don't want to be in the basement, and you do want the lesser two evils, whatever it is. Now, if Fleming County and Round County play twice and one team sweeps, then you know who the champion probably deserved to be. But if it's a 50-50 game and you match up with one of those teams better than the other, that's obviously the team that you want to play. And, you know, stylistically speaking, Brown County could be a good matchup for Bath County for hitting shots. This Fleming County team, when they come out running and gunning, it's a problem. And it's not just a problem for us. It's the team that beat Mason County. They have quality wins up and down the schedule. They defeated Mason, DeSales, and LaRue County to go all the way to the championship game of the 2A state before losing to Lexington Catholic in Owensboro last week. So this is a team that is tournament tested. They've got athletes. They've played together for years.
we expect them to come out be very strong.
Yeah, but the one that kind of blows my mind is they lost to Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
And Montgomery County is a pretty good team, but, I mean, compared to what they were had already beaten there within that 2A, just really kind of threw me for a loop.
But I tell you this, they finished up with a loss against Owensboro Catholic. Then they played at MoCo. Then they played at Round County two nights later. Trap game. We don't like to use that term, but it was a trap game.
And it was. And it, like I said, that one's the one that really kind of surprised me.
On the road, too.
Absolutely. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today. Montgomery Tractor sales in Mount Sterling. As we're going to take a short break, send it back to the studio here. Word from some sponsors. You're listening to Wildcat Warm-Up. We'll be back to tip-off here in just a few moments. Right here on WKCA.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Welcome back. 25 years. 25 years. I've never heard that happen.
Well, we had a malfunction with the national anthem, and the entire gymnasium has just performed the national anthem a cappella, and it was good.
The student section led the way.
It wasn't quite Whitney Houston, and it wasn't Chris Stapleton, and
it wasn't Tracy Botts.
It wasn't Tracy Botts, but it was good. And the student section of the cheerleaders get all the credit.
I think it was actually led by Wayne Wilson. They didn't hit the high note very well, but they did an excellent job. Hats off to the student section.
Yes. Starting lines being announced here in Owingsville. You're just joining us. It's Bath County and Fleming County, Buddy Biggs versus Matthew Perry. Bath County only 5 wins on the season. Fleming County has 14 of them. This Fleming County team has 66 points a game. They're averaging. They give up 61 respectively. Bath County hovers around 54 points a ball game. It's a Wildcat team that just has trouble offensively. And the defense has let us down these last two games. The Raceland game, the Round County game, it was just sort of non-existent. So hopefully a couple good practices. We went to a zone against Round County, against Raceland, and they shot over top of our zone. So we'll see how it works. We'll see if we incorporate some other players.
I don't know if we can zone this team as well as we've seen.
No, this is a man-to-man bunch. It will gut you. Bruce is out there getting a start. Tipping is Brashear, and it's controlled by Jolly. And Fleming County, they're wearing those traveling blacks.
I'll give you quickly. It's Jolly, Dickerson, Hargett, Fry, and Roberts out there for playing for Bath County. Sorrell, McCarty, Bruce's. That's Braden, Smith, and Brashear.
As Bath coming back into a 2-3, now they're doing a little chasing here with Hickerson. I would imagine we'll stick with that. Hickerson fakes a jumper, corner three, Hargett, up and good. They have made 113 threes between them, Hickerson and Hargett. That is not.
Have we attempted that as much as a team?
That is not a typo, folks. And they're shooting 40% between them. So, you know, when they put a ball in the air, there's a really good percentage something good will happen. Bath County has a basketball against his Fleming County zone. They're going to play a 2-3. Buddy Biggs, mostly known for man, he's playing some zone here today. Jake Smith catches top of the key. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Gets the Brashear to the elbow, takes his man off the bounce and scores.
Bath County has made 95 three-point shots.
That's a crazy number for any level, any team, any two players. There's a three top of the key that is no good. That shot was missed by Kane Roberts. Offensive rebound, Hickerson puts it up off the glass to score. And that makes it 5-2, and we've got a hairband on the floor. The official picks it up. We don't know what it was. That's a girls' game joke. Montana Brashear breaks the pressure with the bounce. His back picked, and a steal there by Hickerson. Hargett back the other way. The Swimming County team flashing some defensive excellence as well. Jolly in transition, and he stumbles and travels with it as he dribbled into the paint, tried to drop step, and just a little too much momentum. As Jay Smith has a basketball in the backcourt to Sarl to McCarty. Eli to Talon over to Jay. So get it into Brashear. Turnaround shot from 15's up and good. 5-4 to 6:20 mark in quarter number one. They do not cover up Hickerson in transition. He misses the three, though. Rebound the play by McCarty. Eli pushes, gives it up to Brashear. Three, right corner. No good off the back iron. Good look. Ball hits the deck. It's pulled out there by Jay Smith. And he travels with it. Jay's kind of came up with it awkwardly. Needed to put down the extra bounce. Wasn't able to do it. And it's a traveling violation. Turnover to Fleming County. So 5-4 is our score. 6:04 to go first quarter. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Bath County and Fleming County here in Owingsville. Out top is Hickerson with the basketball. Picks it up. Gives it to Roberts. He hands the Jolly. He sets up the offense. Jolly scored his 1,000th point in the game against Bath County back in December. As Sturge Scott would say, not in that one night, that would have been a record. A foul down low as Fry is bumped. Jay Smith got him. He got him on his feet. That's Jason's first. And Todd, he stayed out of foul trouble for the last three or four games, has Smith.
I think his baseball coach has had a talk with him.
It worked, whatever it was. First free throw is no good. His Fry will shoot second. As Todd mentioned, he averages 9-8. Eight being the rebound. Second one's up, and it's good, making one of two. It's a 6-4 Panther lead here at Bath County High School. Bath County Smith has it in the backcourt, now to Sorrell. Over to McCarty, back to Talon. Dribbles it across the timeline, gives it up right circle into the hands of Smith.
You know, and if you remember, when these two teams met in Fleming County, it was kind of tight like this in the first quarter, and then it was like, boom, Fleming County went on a run.
McCarty, three from the wing, is no good. He had a good look at it. And then Fry and Hargett were battling for the possession on the rebound. He goes out of bounds. The teammates could not corral it. So it's going to be Bath County ball with 5:21 to go here in this first quarter. Saul to look. Gets it in out top to Jace. Three-pointer, top of the keys up and bouncing off the back iron, no good. Talon saves it in off of Jolly's knee. It's Bath County possession. Good hard play here from the Cats.
Just a heads-up smart play.
And where has this been? Talon looks to trigger it in. Gives it in top of the key to the hands of McCarty. Eli back to Talon. His three is up from the left wing. Got it.
Well, it's about 40% on the season.
This team's playing with momentum and confidence. 7-6. Wildcats up. Back the other way. Fry with it. Gives it up to Hickerson. Three from deep. No good. Rebound to play by Fry. Offensive glass. He goes up strong with it. And makes it in the face of Jay Smith. That's good defense, but he got it down so deep. It's an easy bucket. 8-7. 4:49 to go here in the first. McCarty gives it to Brashear. Free throw line. Thought about a jumper. Gives it back out. Sorrell. Three. Top of the key. Oh, in and out. No good. It went all the way to the cylinder. Rebound to play by Jolly. Transition basketball. They're looking to push it. Jolly gets it from Hickerson. Back inside with it. Passes it to himself, but I guess it was tipped by a Bath County player. Jolly sits up the offense at the 4:28 mark. Wide open underneath the basket is Fry as they rock Jay Smith to sleep. Timeout on the play is called by Bath County. We've got Mo Rennie coming into the ballgame as well as Alan Bowling at this timeout. Todd, 4:22 to go, 10-7. You've got to like the start for Bath County after these last couple weeks.
Absolutely. They look like a team that's on a mission, and a mission to get a W tonight. But let's see what these substitutions can do for Bath County. Bath County's gassed. I mean, they're having to run with this Fleming County team. And Hickerson, known for a shooting, man, he has threaded a couple of dimes in there on the inside of the frog.
Well, and bringing in the substitutions at this point, our first substitutions against Raceland, we were down 14-0 at this same point in the program, about halfway through the first quarter. Tonight, you've got a 10-7 ball game, and that's much more doable. So we bring Big Mo in. Obviously, it's 6'11". He's the tallest player probably in our program history, and it's not even close. I wouldn't count James Mayer on that list. But he adds a defensive presence, and also he can dribble it as well. He hasn't taken away as they step in the passing lane. Not a good pass to him. There's a three-point shot from Hargan, and he makes it from the left wing out of the timeout, 13-7.
Hargan got six, both of them coming behind the arc.
Those guys are a threat to score 20 points every night, Hargan and Hickerson. And Jolly is too. I mean, it's ridiculous how good they are with it. Three-point shot misses everything here from McCarty, but that allows his teammate to pick it back up. They give it right back to Eli. His three is back up, no good. He goes 0-2 on that possession. Rebound the play by Fleming County. Jolly has it, kicks it to the right side. Three-point shot from Hickerson. In and out, no good. Rebound Bowling. He gets the basketball to Montana. Got a 1-on-4. He takes it and doesn't make it. Gets his own rebound. Back up strong with it. And one. They're going to call an offensive foul.
That's crazy.
And I guess he may have used his left hand to push because it looked like it could have been a hack on the arm up top. But they're saying he cleared out some room there. So just like that, Fleming County's up six. Preston Roussis in the game. So you got Roussis, Preston, and you've got Taylor Tara out top on this 2-3. And they're matching up a little box there with Bashir. You got Rennie in there with Bowling. Cropper in the game at the point guard spot here for Fleming County. Jolly, now to Hickerson, over to Cropper. He's a three-point shooter. It's on its way, in and out, no good. Ball is pulled down there by Taylor Tara. He puts a few dribbles on the ground. Goes over to Moe on the wing. Has it on the baseline, takes his guy to the basket, has it taken away by Fry. Just good aggressive defense. Moe not ready for that defense. Over to the corner. Three is up. And we got a foul on Fleming County. It's a player control foul on Jolly. Is that his second? It's his first. He had travel.
He just couldn't stop. He made a nice dish over to Hickerson, but Jolly just ran through.
A little out of control. And that's happened a couple times. Like first time he got a traveling violation that time. Called for the player control foul. As Roussis has it over on the wing. Gets it into Moe. Puts down a dribble. Goes up strong with it. Shot is off the glass and good. 13-9, four-point ball game. Back the other way, Fleming. Nobody picks up Hickerson. Transition. Shots made. Bowling fouls him. And Hickerson's going to have a chance for an and-one. And, Todd, that's just, in a nutshell, that's kind of how it's looked these last couple ball games. You have a good possession, which you haven't had a lot of good possessions offensively, but we had a really good set. And then we don't get back on defense, and they get an easy bucket and go blind.
3 seconds. They're saying Mo got in the lane.
So Randy with a lane violation or missed free throw. You got an 85% free throw shooter that just missed it in Hickerson, and he's going to have a chance for another one. I like his chances of making this one, Todd.
And it usually happens.
Every time.
More often than not.
It's like Steve Kerr missing the free throw. If he misses it, you better not lane violate. 16-9, 2:22 to go here in this first quarter of play. Taylor Sarr crosses the timeline with it. He gives up top of the key to Bashir. Now we're to Roussis. Back out top to Montana. Clocks at 2:12. Into Bowling. Over to Preston. Back up top to Bashir. Puts down a few dribbles. Kicks it over to Sarr. There's a three. Over the zone. Got it. 16-12. 2:01 to go here in this first quarter of play. They get the ball to Hickerson. Has it top of the key. Being guarded by Moe. They're matched up in the zone, rather. And half of us are playing zone, half of us are playing man, which that's the box. And they get it inside to Hickerson. He gets an easy two. Nobody really found him. He's the guy that we're chasing. And I think he looks like he got in the box. So kind of a botched defensive possession there for the Cats. So 18-12, 1:28 to go. First quarter play, they call a traveling violation on Taylen Sorrow. As he caught it, probably should have went up with a three. Then he decides to take it on the bounce to the right hand and travels with it.
Yeah, I think he realized that he had the room to try to get in there, but yeah.
Jolly walks it up, gives it up right side, wide open. Hickerson for three, and he got it.
Giving 10.
21-12, 1:11 to go here in this first quarter of play. Brashear breaks some pressure, gets it to Bowling, kicks it out top to Sorrell. Back over to Brashear. His three's up from the right wing. No good. Rebound by Moe. Should have went right back up with it. He tries to dribble it. And he's able to contort his body and score. So it was a pretty good job of recovering and getting the ball back and scoring. 21-14, 46 seconds left. And there's a throwaway. Cropper and Hickerson on different pages, and it's a Fleming County turnover. So with 44 seconds to go here in this quarter, Bath County trailing by 7, but we do have a possession. Bruce is inbounds to Sorrell. Taylen gets to Moe. And he turns it over. So he kind of got no man's land. He lost the handle. They tried to back tap it, knocked it away from him. Gets a turnover to Fleming. Roberts has it out top. He gives up to Cropper, fakes the three, gets inside the arc. Tries a pass out to a post player. Bowling comes away with it. And he quickly gets it out to Brashear. 21 seconds to go here in this first quarter. A hoop here would be huge for the Cats. Preston has it. Over to Brashear. Down low to Bowling. Drop step is put up. Blocked by Fry. He travels with it. Backhand's going to get it back, fortunately, with 10 seconds to go here in the first. Baseline with the basketball is Sorrell. As he's looking to trigger. 10 seconds for Bath. Ball's inbound and is stolen away for a moment. Hits the deck. Coming out of it is Bowling. He goes back up strong and it's blocked. Preston gets it back. 3-point shot for Brashear. He makes it. What's the call?
Oh, no clock. Clock has not started.
Oh, no. Do we get a bucket? Coach Perry's saying we want a bucket. So they're going to run some time off the clock. The clock did not start back. So it needs to go to 10 seconds if we're going to do this thing right. Todd, that took a basket off the boards. And we're back at 10 seconds. So 21-14, Bath's going to trigger it again. After all that, we're still searching for a bucket. Taylen inbounds it, and it's stolen away. Hickerson goes coast-to-coast with it. He's fouled hard. He's going to go to the line for two. Brashear hammered him at the top.
It's two on Brashear.
So 5 seconds to go. We foul inside 10 seconds here at the end of the first quarter.
The worst part, you took three off the board.
You took three off the board. You're going to give them two here. Brashear's got to come out of the game, and he does. Replaced by Smith. And this one is good. Jolly back in. Austin James in for the first time right for the Panthers. Hawks at 5.9 seconds. Sorrell gets it. Smith's got it near midcourt. And he is fouled hard. It's probably a good foul because of 2.2 seconds. Bethkins went to trigger out from the side rather than get a shot in transition. So Roussis has got it. Gives it to Sorrell. His shot up at the buzzer is no good. Pretty good look at it, but we reach the end of the first quarter. Our score, 23 Fleming, 14 Bath. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, no, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs. Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care. The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Brown County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Welcome back as our pregame show continues here on WKCA. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Second quarter, 23-14. Wildcats will have the possession as we start this thing back. They try to get the ball into Rennie, and he was just swarmed by four different defenders. Can't really blame that one on Moe. He tried to force a pass in there. Three-point shot. Hargett, no good.
First miss.
Off defensive rebound by Preston Roosters. Preston transition gives it to Smith. His three up from the left wing. Good. 23-17. That kind of cuts it to six.
I wish, you know, they would fix this PA. If somebody could fix it.
What happens every time somebody...
Or turn it off or
every time somebody,
unplug it or something.
Right, every time somebody walks past our PA table behind it, it sends a shock through the world.
So we got a double foul. Smith and Harvick.
You know, you always talk about the officials wanting to make coaches happy. Well, they've made two coaches mad. Neither coach liked the double foul. They're both chewing on this guy that called it.
That's Smith's second as well.
That's not good. Austin James with a three. The bounces, no good. Rebound the play by Roberts. He gets it to Fry. They move it around to Jolly. Top of the key. Hadn't done a lot. He kicks it over to Hargett, who misses the three. Rebound the play by Jolly. He hits the deck. It's all.
Yep.
It's his first, so Taylor commits a foul. Jolly triggers. Roberts' three-point shot is good. That's at 25-17. So they credit him with a three there, 26-17. Here's a steal out top. As people start, Hardy takes it coast to coast for a layup. Bethke's got to call a timeout. Bethke's called a full. We're going to take one as well. It's 28-17, 6:50 to go here in the second. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball. We'll be right back.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Welcome back as we start this. As we return to outside timeout, Preston Roosters scores on the basket. He caught it in some traffic and was able to use that left hand and score. That makes it 28-19. Left hand scoring out of the timeout. James gets in the corner, now top of the key. To Roberts, they move it through Hargett, over to left wing. James, the three is good. Well, he averages 1 point a game, and he just makes a three. Rennie gets it for Bath County up the floor. Here comes a double team. He needs some help. Gives it back to Smith, takes it off the bounce, gets it to Roosters, over to Preston Roosters. His three is up, no good. Hits that rebound by Jolly. He goes behind the back. He's got a one-on-three. Kicks it back out to Fry for a three-point shot left wing. In and out, no good. Rebound to play by Braden Roosters. He gets the basketball to Saul. Crosses midcourt stripe. Dribble still alive. Setting up the offense. Left wing assists. Get pass to Roussis. Back to Saul. Over to Smith. Inside to Creighton Roussis. Over to Smith. Three up left wing. Good. And one. And the foul down low on somebody. And you never know which way it's going to go. And it's on Fry. Fry. So back ends will get a possession. The three count. The ball was in the air when the whistle was blown. I do know that. Is the score right, Tom?
Yep.
So they did count the bucket.
Yep.
Okay. 31-22. Smith with a catch and a three. Yes!
Give him another.
6 points in 1 second. We'll take it. Here's a pass down on the wing.
He's trying to Reggie Miller us.
That's more than Reggie. He literally scored 6 points in 1 second. Here's a pass over in the corner. 3-point shot is up and an answer for James. He turns around and lets the student section have it. 34-25, 5:15 to go. Ball's in the hands of Moe in the middle. Puts down a dribble, goes to the basket. He's fouled and reached to the hoop.
Fry just kind of grabbed onto him.
It's two for Fry.
I'm not saying anything, but he might have turned and said something to the student section because I heard somebody holler Ed Sheeran.
You're just thinking out loud, Todd. Looking. They get the basketball to Roussis. Preston gives it up to Montana Bashir, and he's fouled in traffic. That's 14 foul on Fleming. The fifth one sends you to the line for two.
It's on James.
Looking to trigger is Taylor. Gets it into Moe. His turnaround shot's up. In and out, no good. All the way in the cylinder. It popped out. Back the other way is James for three. Whatever they said to him over there, they really turned him up.
Maybe they should have said, I'm sorry.
37-25 is our score. Ball's in the hands of Brashear from Sorrow. Over to Smith. I'd shoot another one. Inside to Bruce's. He needs to shoot it. Turn around and put it in the basket B. Makes a 10-footer. Should have made it 10 seconds ago. He didn't realize how wide open he was. They don't want Moe to dunk it. So they're going to give him those looks, and here's a pass down low. That's a turnover for Fleming County. James tried to find Fry.
This is the time that Bethany needs to attack Fry. He's got two personal fouls, and he's out there on the floor.
Yep, and they really don't have big men behind him. I mean, he gets young and inexperienced quick. They basically just go five out when Fry comes out of the game. Smith has it to Brashear. Montana needs a good possession. We've got to get him the basketball and get him the score. Three for Sarl Tomlicky. Got it.
It's Earl 9.
Big shot for the senior. 37-30. We're just not getting the stops on the other end of the floor. Here's a three for Hickerson, and he makes it. 40-30.
15.
Ball's in the hands of Brashear. Looking for Moe down low. That was just too much mustard there from, from Brashear to Rennie. And Rennie's like, put it at the rim. I will dunk it. I'm 7 foot tall. And Brashear tried a very hard pass. I mean, when I say hard pass, I mean he really passed it too hard and went through his hands out of bounds. So the Wildcats back on defense, playing good basketball. The team they're playing against is just really good. James fakes a three, gets it inside, looking, finding Hargett. And now three for Hickerson, top of the key. You're actually looking right wing. It's good. 18.
12, 15, 18.
It's a lot. We've got a recent history of putting up some big digits and some good scores. Moe gets in the paint. Got a tie ball situation. This will be Fleming County ball. Moe tried to do just a little bit too much with it and gets tied up. I like the idea. You know, he wanted to take it, and he's going to get more comfortable playing within this offense. So 43-30, 3:10 to go here in this first half of play from Owingsville. Hickerson kicks it out. James has it from Jolly. Now to Hickerson. Three. Right wing. No good. Ball hits the deck. Rebound Fleming. James gets in the post. Hargett Hickerson again, doesn't take the shot, skip pass across the zone to James. He gets it back to Jolly as he takes it in the paint, finds an open target, loses a handle, steal the sorrow, back there in transition the other way. Kalen to Montana to Jace. Skip pass across the defense, it's out of bounds, touched by Fleming County's Robbins. As Smith comes out, he's replaced by Eli McCarty. Jace gets a well-deserved hand from the crowd and bench. McCarty catches left wing on its way, and he banks it in from three.
Already called.
We'll take it. Down the corner goes Hickerson into Hargett. Over to Jolly. James, three is his fourth one. No good. We've got to play with Big Mo. We've got a tie ball situation. It's going to be back in ball. Fleming County with a 10-point cushion. It could have been a Fleming County foul. They were very fortunate to get it tied up and be able to get the call. As Brashear has it, Tucson. Fox at 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Now top, Tucson. Three is up. No good off the back iron. Rebound to play by Jolly. Skip pass across the defense. Cropper, who's back in the game at a guard spot. Target, three, corner. Got it. His feet weren't even set. He's such a good shooter. Good without the basketball. Even better with it. Braden Rooster, skip pass across the defense to Eli. His three is on its way. Good. Eli's one of those confidence guys. When he sees it go through the basket, good things can happen. That makes it 46-36, 1:24 to go here in the second quarter. Target three for the answer, top of the key. About a 24-footer. 49-36. Fox at 114. Mo catches in the middle of the floor. He's back-picked and has it stolen away. Jolly in transition the other way. Finds Cropper. Three is up. Bouncing no good. Rebound by Mo. Puts down a dribble. He's going to have a one-on-three. Dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. Just kind of needs to slow it down. Let the guards handle the basketball. And set up the offense. And Todd, that's just really not being familiar with what we're trying to do. And he's trying his best to get in there and make an impact. But these last two turnovers have been just trying to do too much here for Mo.
Yeah, and it's sad.
Right. And, you know, with his, he finds a guard there. We've got transition both sides, but it's just, he'll learn it. It's just, we're late in the year to figure this out, because there's a bump out top, and this will be some fouls off the table.
He gets the ball.
Hickerson's made four threes. Hargett's made four threes. James made three threes.
Yep.
I mean,
they're doing everything right. Bath County's played really good to score these 36 points here.
Sorrow's made three threes. Smith's made three threes. McCarty's made two threes. I mean, it's every time we make a three, they make one.
Yep. A lot of back and forth. Taylor's free throw is good. That makes it 52-37. We're right at 30 seconds to go in this first half of play.
Can we just unplug it?
This one's up and good. They're not going to do it, Paul. Don't worry about it. Finally, they're saying something to the folks behind the front row. That's where the issue is. So clock's at 19 seconds, making both free throws there were the Cats with Sorrow. Clock's down to 10 seconds. Jolly has it. Gives up to Hickerson. Now Hargett back to Hickerson. Puts down a few dribbles. Gets in the paint. Tries a shot over Mo, and he's fouled with 1 second to go.
Mo should have just went straight up instead of swatting.
So this is going to give the best free throw shooter in the region, too. He misses this one. Maybe the best free throw shooter in the world.
He had missed two.
This one's good.
In a row.
He had a feeling. So with 1.3 seconds to go, Fleming County will have the length of four to go. We got a timeout called by Bath County.
Bath County.
Yes. So Bath calls a time. And Todd, you just want to try to get a Hail Mary, try to put something in the hoop here and try to make something happen before the break.
Yeah. A positive look. You're not going to come back in one play.
Right.
A positive look.
Well, and as you get
even if you don't make it, just some positive momentum going to the locker room.
Well, and as you go to the third quarter, you know, that's been another problem for this Bath County team. We've not played well in the third quarter. We've not come out of the locker room strong after half. And a big three here would be wonderful.
So you look at the foul situations. You got Roberts on the floor with one. You got Hargett with one. Hickerson with one. Jolly with one. The only player on the floor that doesn't have any fouls is Nard. So if any of those guys try to foul here or commit a foul.
Long throw up the floor. It's caught by Sorrow. His shot is taken and nearly made. It rims out. Bath County bench is wanting a foul. They didn't get it. And we've reached halftime. So the score is 53-38. Fleming County leads. Your Wildcats here in Owensville. We'll head back to the studio for a couple minutes. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat basketball here on WKCA.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as we reach halftime here in Owingsville. Bath County trailing 53-38 to this Fleming County Panther basketball team. And, you know, we've seen some rankings here recently, and, you know, Fleming County's been as high as three. They're hovering around that four or five spot as far as where we stand now in the region. You know, they've got those 14 wins with a win over Round County. They're the front runner in the 16th or 61st district. Of the 16th region. But as Todd mentioned earlier, I think it was very fair to say that Fleming County is right there behind Ashland and Boyd out of that 64th district. And they've shown tonight, just with their teamwork, their chemistry, their ability to pass and just be relentless on the offensive glass especially. But the defense, you know, they defensive rebound too. They'll block you out. Outside of Fry, they don't have a lot of size. But they're skilled enough to crash and be able to get their hands on basketballs and score really at will. And that's kind of where they are. So we're at 53-38. I thought it was a well-played first half from Bath County. Bath County came into this game probably a 25-point underdog, according to some of your formulas that are used out there. And, you know, for us to be as close as we are now, play as well as we have, Fleming County had a big offensive output, and then you find yourselves down 53-38, it could probably have been worse. But to be honest with you, it probably should have been better But Fleming County just made the shot. So I'm very happy with the effort Bath County's put forward. This most definitely could be a rematch game come district tournament time. These two teams could play for a third time easily. Bath County could also play Round County for what would be a third time. And these are games, Todd, that if Bath County can start making some shots, be unselfish, incorporate Big Mo, they can, you know, this team would be a very tough out if everybody's playing their best basketball. But now if we're not, you know, it could be an easy first round game for Round or Fleming. But you just see the talent. You talked about in the pregame about the talent both ways. Bath County's got good talent offensively and defensively. But right now, just a little bit short on the scoreboard as the Wildcats trail it 53-38. We're about 5 minutes before the start of the quarter. We'll take another quick break. Todd will have some stats and much more. You're listening to Bath County Basketball here on WKCA.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School. Currently at the half, Fleming County leading Bath County on this boys' side of things, 53-38, Fleming over Bath. Stats from the first half of play, Fleming County 18-28 from the floor, 64%, 12-22 behind the arc, 54%, and 5-7 from the charity stripe for 71%. All those throws were shot basically by Hickerson. Fry was 1-2. The rest of them were Hickerson. Bath County on the other side of things, 14-27 for 52%. 8-17 for 47% behind the arc, and made both of their free throws to Taylor and Sorrell for 100%, 2-for-2. Hickerson leads all scorers, and actually leads Fleming County 22 points, and a couple of boards go along with that. Hargett 14 points and a steal, 9 points for James, 5 points, a rebound, a block, and 3 steals for Fry, 3.2 rebounds for Roberts. Bath County on the other side of things, Sorrell leads the way, 11 points, a rebound, and a steal. 9 points for Smith, all coming behind the arc in that third quarter. 6 points and a rebound for McCarty. 4 points, 3 boards for Rennie. 4 points, 2 boards for Bashir. Bowling had a rebound and a steal, didn't score. 2 points and a rebound for Roussis, and that's Braden. Preston chips in with 2 points. When you really look at the things, the difference is the 3-point shooting. Fleming County able to get more shots up and make more of them. That's about a 12-point swing right there, and you're sitting here, you're looking at a 15-point halftime lead for Fleming County, and then the free throw difference. 5 makes. They made 3 more than Bath County. They attempted 5 more than Bath County took. So that really, those two things right there are your difference. The ability to get to the line and capitalize on those. The one foul that, you know, Hickerson was 1-2 in that last exchange, Bath County, all they had to do was stand straight up. He was short on his shot because he was trying to shoot over top of 6'11 Rennie, and he literally threw it to the rafters, and it didn't even draw rim.
Yeah.
But Rennie came tomahawk chop down trying to get a block.
Well, and, you know, just when I look at this Bath County team and I see the possessions, I mean, you and I sat through one of them, and Davey and I sat through the second one. Those last two ball games were they were a challenge to get through. They were a challenge to get through as a fan. They were a challenge to get through as a coaching staff. And I know these boys struggled with it, too. It really was. I mean, when you're getting beat by 30 and 32 and you got running clocks and two nights on your home floor and you got pretty good crowds, it's a gut punch. It really is. And it's a pride punch. And how are you going to bounce back? Are you going to have a third game that happens, or are you going to fight back? And I feel like there's enough seniors on this team. There's enough upperclassmen. There's enough young kids that have that will within them to not let it happen, to put a good effort. You know, this Bath County team, if you look on the floor right now, this starting five, you've got senior, junior. Rennie comes in as a senior. And then your next couple guys off the bench are juniors and seniors. So it's a team that plays older players. And you just, at some point, you just kind of let it happen. Like, we're going to give everything we got. We are not going to let that running clock happen again. And I feel like the pride Bath County's played tonight is worth $1 million moving forward in this season.
Absolutely. But, you know, these two teams, they could see each other another time. Bath County, if they can keep up the pace and the momentum in the second half, if they finish the first, could make this totally different. Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the new Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower. A Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose a factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling today. For those interested, Beth Cunning's new football coach, Brandon Brewer, will be announced tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here at the high school.
There's a shot missed by Hickerson to start this third quarter.
He ain't missed many.
Bath County gets it down low to Braden Roosis, puts down a dribble and puts it in the basket. We got a give there from Brashear. That makes it 53-40. Still a 13-point game. Roberts back the other way. Misses the shot. Rebound Jay Smith. Bath County forward gets into the front court. Finds McCarty. Back to Jace. Skip pass across the defense to Talen. Down low to Roosis. Out top. That kind of couple really lazy passes somehow found their way to the players. Saul gives it up to McCarty. Back to Eli. His three's on its way. No good. Rebound to play by Jolly. As he gets it into front court. Passes ball top of the key. They move it down to the corner. Jolly steps out with it. Got jockeying for position. They're going to call that one on a try.
Attack John Hargett. He pushed through.
Hargett. So a couple guys kind of flailing in there. Buddy Biggs didn't like it.
That's two on Hargett. Buddy Biggs don't like much, I don't think. At least his expression looks out of way.
Well, you just seem in adverse moments, Todd. Out top with the basketball is Saul. Get it into Montana, and he turns it over. Lost the handle. Jolly, coast to coast. He fouled hard on his way to the bucket.
You got to stop ball, guys.
Yeah, nobody. They just kind of chase ball and follow him to the basket. And we're going to try to block a shot.
Braden Roosis picks up the foul. You know, and Jolly's one of those players. He hasn't really done much tonight on the scoring side of, until now he gets his first point, but he is such a facilitator of this offense that he is so valuable just being on the floor with his defense and the way he's able to come up with steals and seems to get a rebound and just kind of lead the team and direct them.
Well, he doesn't miss he missed the free throw there. Offensive rebound by Hargett. Adam Hargett puts it in the basket, making it 56-40. And that's what you can ill afford to do. You can't give them extra points, extra looks. Pass down low from Smith to Roosis. He gives a pass that doesn't make it to Brashear. Stolen on the play by Fleming County. Jolly down on a lob pass to Fry that he loses the handle of. Back the other way. Brashear shots it from 17. No good. Ball hits the deck. Rebound on the play by Jolly.
We're in retreat.
Got a three-on-three break. He takes it off the bounce and scores. We got a defensive foul on Smith who did not get in any position at all to take a charge.
We are in retreat. We go down, we shoot, and we've already took off. We're at half court before the balls hit the rim.
Well, and it's okay if you get back and play defense. We're not getting back on defense. We get back on defense, but then we don't play defense. And that's the frustrating part, and that's when you're looking at film the next day.
The only time that I've seen this team act like this was when they were playing Station, who was three steps faster than they were.
Right. And another part of the equation is everybody's saying that, you know, Fleming County's up and down, they'll score 90 on you. They scored 90 on us, 89 on us last year. We scored 90. You know, that's kind of their reputation. But at the end of the day, I haven't been so impressed with them that we can't play with them in a half court. And right now they're on pace to score about 70 points. As there's a quick stoppage and they check with the official bookkeeper and they're okay. I think they're checking some numbers.
Yeah.
Jolly's free throw's on its way, and it's short. And that's a lane violation on Fleming. So both teams have one of those tonight. You may not see them in a season. You see two in one game. Ball's inbound to Sorrell. He gets it back to McCarty. 5:53 to go here in the third. 58-40. 18-point Fleming County lead. Over to Eli. Time to key to Sorrell. Now to Brashear. Looks inside to Mo. Beautiful pass. Loses the handle. Stolen away. Back the other way is Fleming County. Jolly coast to coast. Puts up a shot. He's blocked by the back of the backboard. And then there's a foul on Mo. Rennie tried to block a shot on the rebounder. And it's going to be two shots here for Fry. But once again, Fry is always in the right place. Good body position. Stands maybe 6 foot tall. They've got him listed a little taller. In and out, no good on the first, and he will get a second.
It's 1-2 in the exchange.
So the second one is Ken, 59-40, 19-point ball game.
That kind of just went over 2 minutes without a basket.
It was a 15-point ball game at halftime, and here's a pass inside to Rennie. He loses a handle. They're really trying to get the basketball team. There's a block shot beautifully by McCarty as he blocked Jolly's layup. Kind of caught him off guard as he blocked him from behind. McCarty, three the other way. Good. 59-43. Three-point shot the other way for Hickerson for the answer, and he got it
every time.
Bounce pass to Sorrell to break some pressure. They get the ball to McCarty. Now to Sorrell. Over to Brashear. His three is up. Good. 62-46. Fry for the answer. No good. He's a little bit long on the three. And they get it to Brashear. Back the other way. No good. Mo goes up the rebound, loses the handle out of bounds. So it's a turnover to Fleming County. Fleming County with the possession. We got a foul down low, and it's an offensive foul on Fleming County.
Probably was a moving screen.
Yep.
Give him three. So Fry's going to have to check out, and Robert's going to return.
And this is that lineup they go with when they just don't have another post player. Putting down a few dribbles is McCarty. To Brashear, now to Sorrell. 3:59 to go here in the third. And Tim catches on the wing. Probably had a shot and didn't take it. Picks up a jumper. Does not get the bounce. Rebound Mo. Goes back up strong with it and makes the kick. 62-48, 3:42 to go here in this third quarter. Back the other way is Hargett. His three is short. Missed everything. And that just doesn't happen a lot. First of all, he left him wide open. Second of all, he missed it from the top of the key. I missed everything. .329 to go now. Bath County with the possession. Chance to cut a little closer. Pass down low to Mo. Skip past top of the key. Open Sorrell. Three is up. In and out, no good. Rebound to play by Braden Rooster. Saves it into Mo. Now to Sorrell. Puts down a few dribbles. Shots up in the paint. No good. Ball hits the deck. It's pulled out by Fleming County. Mo got a power on it, but he just could not haul it in. Jolly. Transition. Kicks it over. Corner. James. Three. On its way. Good. Austin James is the difference in this ball game tonight.
12 points.
65-48, 2:50 to go here in this third quarter. McCarty, three from deep, 27 feet, got it. Oh, 65-51. Just let those two go back and forth. James for the answer the other way. No good. Heat check. Mo gets the board, gives it up to Talen. 2.5 to go here in the third. Sorrell walks up into the front court, gets around his guy, finds Mo in traffic. puts down a dribble, lays it up and in and one.
Foul's going to be on target.
So,
Todd,
just as critical as we were of Mo earlier.
It's three.
Yeah, and for turning it over multiple times and three times in a row, he shows you here these last three possessions that he can put the team on his back and score from the post three times in a row. And it's cut into this lead at 65-53. It's one of those things you're just hoping by the end of the year that this team can sort of gel and get that practice time that they desperately need. Most free throws up and short. Rebound is off Fleming County space out of bounds.
Alan Bowling.
Job, Al Bowling.
I'm going to give him credit for a rebound on that one. He just reached out, couldn't really get a hand on it cleanly, smacks it, goes off Dickerson's face out of bounds.
That puts him in the lead, this defense player of the game thing. Ball's inbounded to Moe. He goes up strong with it, missed it, gets his own board, goes back up with a putback, no good, out of bounds. Bath County basketball.
Bath County ball.
Man, Moe missed 2-point blank opportunities, but you can just see just little glimpses of really, really good. After we saw him be really, really rough in that first half. McCarty, three catch, corner on its way, in and out, no good. Ball hits the deck, pulled out by Jolly, got numbers. He goes coast to coast, lays it up, no good. Put back is no good. Bowling tries to come out with it, finally. Hargett gets it, now Hickerson, now James, his three's back up, no good. Rebound to play by Moe. He finds Brashear. Pace has really picked up this last couple minutes. Brashear, top of the key, gives it over to McCarty. Eli puts down a dribble, skip pass Brashear, fake the three, down low to Bowling. Back out top, and it's stolen. Just a lazy pass. It's picked off back the other way. Hickerson, shot's taken. Foul by Sorrell. Taylor's going to send their fifth scoring free throw shooter to the line. It's two on Sorrell.
Hickerson, 3 of 5 from charity stripe tonight.
66-53, 13-point Fleming County lead. Todd, would you like to see this rematch in the district? That'd be fun. I think there's a good chance we'll probably get it. Rennie gets a rebound on the miss. We never see that kid miss free throws. McCarty catcher, talking about Hickerson.
Can this squad shoot this hot again?
Right. 3-point shot for McCarty is no good. Rebound on the play by Hickerson. As he gets it to the front court over to Jolly. James, three, left wings up. Good. You got a backhand player on the ground. And it's a foul on Fleming County, maybe?
Yeah.
Somebody's third. It's on 23. So you're looking at Roberts with that foul. 69-53, 106 to go here in the third. This has been a fun third quarter. We talked about the bad third quarters we've had. This has not been one of them. Bath still has some problems defensively, but offensively, doing all right. Montana catches, gives to Moe. Shots taken, no good. Missed a point-blank opportunity at the basket. 47 seconds. Jolly kicks it over. 3-point shot's on its way, and it's no good. Rennie with his hand in Roberts' face. As Brashear looks to take his guy off the bounce. Shot's taken. Get in there. Rims out. He will go to the free throw line for two. Kind of streaking up the floor, taking him on his own there was Montana. Just forcing the defense to make a play. So the Bath County junior steps to the free throw line. Averages double figures, just under 13 a night. The first one is good. He will get a second. Five on the floor now for Bath County is McCarty. Brashear gives him eight. Bowling, Sorrell, and Rennie. His second free throw is up. Good.
Now nine.
69-55. 34 seconds to go here in the third.
Fry out there with three personals. Now he's out of there.
Make a substitution.
Target with three, though.
So walking it up here is Jolly, 30 seconds. They'd love to get a good shot. That thing needs to stop. We talk about momentum going into that next break.
You'd love to start the time. Let's start the fourth quarter where we are now. You don't want to start it worse. And you don't want them to make one of those end-of-the-quarter threes. Remember, they had three of those in Flemingsburg first game. They kick it over James, three right side, good. She got 18.
Yep.
Into the front court. Sorrell, three to answer it. The buzzer got it. It was just as unlikely as that three that James made to answer it as we reached the end of three complete. 72-58. Final 8 minutes to come. You're listening to Bath County Basketball. Stay tuned.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Welcome back as we start the fourth quarter from Bath County High School. Not the outcome that Bath County would like to have through three. It's 72-58. But I tell you what, the fun factor has been there. Made a big shot there at the end of the quarter with Sorrell. Cut it to 14. Just playing a really good Fleming County bunch. That's all there is to it. Brashear, three to start it. No good. Rebound by Moe. He has it taken away from him by James. James has made 6 3-point baskets. They get out on him finally. He's averaging 1 point a ball game coming in. They get it inside the Hargett. He loses the handle stolen by Brashear. Just a little too much dribbling there for the Fleming County senior. They go back to Taylor. Catches. 3-point shot left wing. Up and good. He's having fun.
17.
Taylor's had a great career here. This will be one of those games he'd remember forever. And there's a block from behind. Sorrell thought he got all ball. Let's see which catch they get.
That's three on Sorrell.
They're going to give it to Moe. It's on Rennie.
Check that too.
So Sorrell was right. I didn't get him up top. It was Rennie down low. The Smith's going to come in to replace him, I would imagine. Fry's first free throw is good. He will get a second. And Smith comes in for Bowling. Second free throw is good as well. Makes it 74-61, 7:15 to go here in this contest. McCarty has it for Bath County. Across the court pass here to Brashear. He hands to Taylor, sets up the show. Clock's at 7 minutes to go here in regulation. Taylor thought about a three, over to McCarty. And there's a pass inside, just a lazy one. McCarty tried to lob it into Rennie and just couldn't connect on it. Jolly kicks it over to James. Shoots a two, goes out of bounds. It's touched last by Bath County. James doesn't do twos, he just does threes.
It's his first attempt.
That's what I was going to say. I just take my chances. As Fry puts a shot up over Rennie. And there's a foul down low. Actually, it goes out
jump ball.
Yeah,
jump
ball. Okay. Coach Perry up, giving these officials a little bit of business. There's a catch by Hardy. He puts in. He's had an off night. He still had a good performance, but he hasn't had that killer night. As he steps in a passing lane, Saul recoups it for Bath County. Gets it across the timeline over to Smith. Jace into Montana. Into Rennie. Shot's taken. They're going to say the foul's on the floor.
On Jolly.
It's two. I think everybody's got a Jolly in the district but us. So 6:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. We used to.
Taylen will trigger.
But we got a mow.
Spiff catches. Jace thought about a three, then loses it. Kind of slipped out of his hand. Hickerson three, transitions up and good. You can only keep these guys down so long. They're just so efficient offensively, 79-61. 6:09 to go. Got to keep fighting. Got to keep executing. Jace catches on the wing. Inside the Mo, loses the handle. Skip pass back out top to Sorrell. Good look. Taylen threes up. Good. This is the best game he's had on the year, Todd. Just very good offense. And there's Fallon. Jolly offense. Kind of out of control. I don't think he was trying to set a pick. I think he was just wrong place, wrong time. He gave up the ball. He wasn't expecting somebody to be standing there. And it wasn't like Sorrell was trying to take a charge. He gave his back turn. And we got a timeout on the floor by Fleming. It's a 79-64 Panther lead. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Minutes and 46 seconds to go here in regulation from Owingsville. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Nice crowd has made its way into the gymnasium here on this Wednesday evening. It's a makeup game. One of the snow days back in the Snowmageddon. Wildcats really battling.
The other makeup game's Friday night. Doubleheader.
Yep. It's a big Menifee duo. We have the girls at 6. Boys after. They find Mo on a cut to the basket, loses the handle real quick, and then he's fouled on the floor by John.
That's 4 for the floor, General.
And Sorrell tried to pass it in. It was deflected back at him by the Fleming County player. Sorrell touched it while he was standing out of bounds. So that is a turnover. Very unfortunate. Good defense. Hands everywhere.
Charlie's got to be careful.
4. And there's an offensive foul set out top, or pick set out top. And Fleming County's called on it. That's 23. That's Roberts. Substitution was up, but they decided to bring him back off. That's James. I would have James on the floor, I believe. Ball's pass to Bashir on the right wing. 79-64, 15-point ball game. That case had trouble getting any closer than this. McCarty with a catch, out to Taylor. Thought about a three.
Didn't get it clean.
Yeah, defense kind of caught up after he bobbled it. He gets it back on the pass from McCarty. The good thing is, no shot clock. He can get you a look. Brashear in the paint, shots up from 10, got it. Very crafty take there. 79-66, 466, 446 to go here in this fourth quarter.
Sometime like that.
Jolly thought about a three, he's just not a threat out there.
Rennie doesn't know that.
Right. So Mo got a hand out on him, and he, you know, the defense told him back off of him. Fry has it on a wing.
And Roberts is.
Roberts misses a jumper, rebound to play by Braden Roosters. Good, strong rebound by the senior. 4:19 to go here in the fourth. 13-point ball game. McCarty thought about a three. Didn't take it. Skip pass across defense to Montana. Finds Braden in the post. Bruce just goes up with it. an easy offensive foul call. A good defensive play there by Fry.
There's going to be number 10 getting the foul one way or the other.
Yeah, Rooster's just lowered that shoulder, and it was a good defensive play. And I like the offensive aggressiveness by Braden for sure.
I would have much rather him caught that, turned, and went up than putting that dribble down.
Right.
Because what that does is it allows the defender to know, oh, he's going to come at the basket.
Right.
He just caught and turned. He would have caught Fry off, probably got an and one.
Clock's at 4:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fry has it. Skip has top of the key to James. He thought about it before he didn't shoot it.
I don't know why.
I would shoot it every time I were him. Target catches left wing James. Bounce pass down to Jolly. They're going to use a little clock. They're up 13. Don't blame them. As they sort of bounce the air out of the basketball here at the 3:47 mark, they go to Fry on the right wing. He's picked up by Rennie. And then they pass down to the baseline. Target. Now to James. Now to Hickerson. Now to Jolly. He gets inside. James, three. Left wing's up and good. 7 threes.
You know, Patrick, I remember a kid doing that a couple of years ago in this very gym. Averaged about 1 point. Did the exact same thing.
It's crazy. Montana,
except his name was Crump.
Right. Same color jersey. Three-point shot was missed by Rashear. Transition basketball. Fleming County backs it back out. Fox at 3:06. It's 82-66.
He doubled with it. Got away.
Got top of the basketball. It's Hickerson. Gets in the paint. Over to Fry. Top of the key, Jolly. Puts down a few dribbles. Gets it inside. Shot's taken. And one. So a chance for a three-point play here for Jolly. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Rennie. As he gives it up to Saul. Taylor crosses the midcourt stripe. That came 8 points quick. Wide open Rooster center of the basket. Beautiful look by Rashear. Give him the assist. 2:36. Braden cuts the lead to 84-68. Fox at 2.5. Lemon County doesn't need to score anymore. Kick it over to James. Another three. Got it. 8 threes for Austin James. 24 points. He's threatening Brooks Williams' gym record. Am I right?
9.
Long three by Taylor Saul for the answer. 87-71. He ties it with one more, and I guarantee he's going to stand in the corner and clap his hands.
Taylor at 7.
Really?
Yep. 7 made threes.
Now tops James. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Finds a teammate to Fry. I would like to say that I've been in the zone like that before, but I haven't. Never foul out top. Back has y'all try to get the basketball back. They commit a foul top of the key. It's on Roosters. Still one more foul before we see some foul shots.
They're going to inbound it from the side. They're going to throw it to Fry, who's wide open in the corner.
Jolly has it. He finds Hickerson. Going back out top to Jolly. Shot's taken. No good. Rebound to play by Braden Roosters. That came with a 3-on-2. Eli fakes the three. Step back. McCarty, three is no good. Right on play by Brashear. His put back is no good. Rennie tries to get a board. He's pushed away by Fry, Hickerson, several players in there jockeying for position. So Rennie will shoot free throws. That is a double bonus. That's the 5th foul on Fleming County this quarter. Free throw number 1 is good. Mo will get a second. So 87-72, 1:26 to go. Second one's up. Bruce has got the board for a second, I thought. And Hargett somehow wrestles it away from him. Clocks at 1:20. So Rennie guarding Hargett, top of the key. He gets right around him, takes it all the way to the basket, lays it up. Tried to dunk it. Missed it. Gets it to Sorrell. Taylor kicks it over corner. 3, Montana Rashear. In and out, no good. Rebound by Taylor. Goes back up strong. Misses the shot. Defense rebound pulled out of there by Fleming County. Give it to Fry.
And then back the other way is Jolly. We're at 51 seconds. I think he's going to let him off the foul, which I think is a good idea. And then an accidental foul here by Sorrell.
And put Hargett at the line.
Yeah, they didn't want to put him back to the line. And I know this is kind of one of those, hey, we got 15. Do you want them to push it out to 20? Let's keep fouling, they will. Or are you going to try to keep it near 15 and try to use this loss to grow on it? Hargett's first free throw is up, and it's good. 88-72. Shot number two is up, and it is good as well. So 89-72, 43 seconds to go here in this contest. Sorrell across the midcourt stripe, three is up. No good. Mo with the rebound, put back up and in. And that makes it 89-74 with 34 seconds to go here in this contest.
67 timeout.
I was really hoping Talens will go in there and give him eight made threes, but
it would be nice.
I don't think he realizes how many he's made. I didn't until I went back to look.
Right.
And you didn't until I said it.
Right. I mean, I knew he'd make several, but it's in a losing effort. And I know if you ask Talen, he wants to win a ball game. And if it meant him making zero threes and us winning this ball game, I know the kid well enough that he would take that for a win. But it's been a great individual performance. And the performance by Austin James, and I haven't said a whole lot about it, but there's not a better kid in the region than him. He's such a good sport. I mean, you look at sportsmanship that he's played with for years. He's played travel baseball with a lot of my guys. And, you know, it's good to see him have a good game. I would love to see the kid have it against somebody else. Of course, I've coached him in All-Stars, and there's not a better teammate. There's really not. But not tonight. Not tonight. But tonight. Ball's inbounded to Hickerson. Talks at 34 seconds. Do we foul? Do we not? Or do we just play good defense? Hickerson dribbles to the front court. I'm not sure who that calls on.
It's maybe Roosis over here fouling Fry.
Because we weren't trying to foul the ball handler at all.
Then it should be.
Can't send Hickerson to the line.
No. Hey, Fry.
Good job. Fry. Hickerson steps up there and says, I thought they found me, man.
Good try.
He thinks he was fouled. He wasn't touched. Nobody was near him. The foul was away from the ball. Of course, the coaching staff for Fleming County just assumed that we'd fouled the ball handler. But it was a push in the corner on Roosters, which is kind of a bizarre play. Fry's first free throw is no good. He's the guy you want up there for sure. Got the guy that's made 26 threes tonight. Everybody else shoots 80-plus percent for the line. Turned off. Free throw is good. 90-74, 28 seconds to go. Sorrell has it. Over to Bashir. Montana takes his guy off the dribble. Shot's taken. Mo gets the rebound. His foot is back. His put back is a dunk. Makes it 90-76. It's going to be too little too late. Montana came up short on the shot. Mo slams it back home. Hawks at 7 seconds. And that's the end of the ball game. So 90-76 is your final as Bath County falls to 5-15 with the loss. And Fleming County improves to 15-6 with this win. But it was a hard-fought game. It was a good game for Bath County. They needed a game that wasn't 30. They needed a game that wasn't a running clock against a great opponent. Fleming County, one of the best teams in the region. I thought we played them hard on our home floor. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Perry. Todd will have some staffs together. We will have your players of the game and much, much more as our broadcast continues. We're back to the studio. You're listening to Bath County Basketball here at WKCA.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Welcome back as Bath County falls tonight to Fleming County, 90-76. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. It was a game that Bath County came in as a pretty sizable underdog. And you've got to give this team credit for fighting after two 30-plus point losses in a row to Raceland and Round County, respectively. They came out tonight with a good, solid start, a good first half. Todd and I didn't get into the Ira Kilburn opening arguments, but I've got them jotted down. It was a good start, and it was consistent offense and defense. And this team did that for the most part. Yes, we gave Hargett a lot of looks. Hickerson's going to get his. Austin James was the difference. And, you know, I wouldn't have thought that coming into the ball game. We allowed a kid that averages 1 point per game to make 8 threes and nearly tie Brooks Williams' gym record of 9 threes in a ball game. He finished at 24 points. Just an outstanding performance for their senior. I talked about him being such a good dude. The boys play travel ball with him, baseball. He's not known as a basketball player, but he plays about 7 or 8 minutes a game. Tonight, he played about 18 to 20 minutes and was able to put 24 points through the hoop. They win by 14. That goes to tell you who their difference maker was tonight. But on the Bath County side of the ledger, Taylen Sorrell, an outstanding performance. Todd will get into the stats momentarily. He was able to make many shots from three. Taylen, he's battling through injury. There's no doubt about it. You know, he doesn't want to complain about it. He doesn't want to use it as an excuse. But several of these players aren't 100% healthy. We're beat up. We played a lot of games recently. And, Todd, you've got to give the Bath County senior credit for kind of putting his team on his back. I thought Brashear played good basketball. Braden Reese has played well on the defensive end. You know, you're down there jockeying for position with Fry, who's one of the better post players in the region. You know, it's a tough night just to cover all those guys, but you've got to give this Bath County team credit for playing good basketball on our home floor. And our fans should really be proud of this product right now with this game.
Absolutely. I mean, this was a pretty good game. You know, against any other opponent, this is probably a W. Just by the sheer effort that they put into it. As Coach Perry's made his way up behind me, I'm going to hand him my headsets.
Coach, thanks for making your way up. Effort was there tonight. You've got to give your team credit for that. And I know our conversations over these last couple weeks have been we're not getting the results we want, but the boys are just putting it out there every night. And tonight I thought we made some shots finally, and that's got to make you happy.
It extremely makes me happy. Why? Because I feel like if we can get off to a decent start,
we can finish well. Let me give props where props is due. Fleming County is a very good basketball team.
Yes, for sure.
They've got multiple weapons. You try to take away something, and they hurt you in other capacities. Number 24 comes off the bench tonight, and I'm going to say he probably knocks down five, six, seven, eight threes. And, you know, a lot of those, we just miss assignments. As I told the kids in the locker room, you know, I couldn't be more proud of the effort that we put out. There's a few things defensively that we have to do, clean up. If we do those things and we continue to believe in each other, be positive, play the next play, that's a big thing this team's got to do. And, you know, we've got guys that can play on that bench. If they'll come in and give us positive minutes, knock down shots, and not turn the basketball over, you know, we got a chance within the next 8-10 games to maybe right this ship when it needs to be righted.
Well, just from an offensive standpoint, it was a fun product to watch. It made this game super interesting because they would hit these threes, which I know that's frustrating in itself, but we were answering much of the night. And when we're doing that, then we can come back that next defensive possession, get a stop, and then us get another score. And we just haven't been doing that for the last week or so, or even 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so it's better.
But tonight the kids were focused, and like I said, we did a lot of things well. I thought we played unselfish.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to tell them, and I've been trying to tell them for the last 2 weeks, that when people press you, you just hit singles. You pass that basketball back and forth in a V. You don't have to hit the home run to the middle unless it's absolutely wide open. And if you notice something tonight, when we do that, we get the ball across half court. And I think Fleming's press is more designed to slow you down, and I don't take, and I'm not talking bad about their press.
Right.
It's to slow you down, control tempo. If you try to hit the home run, they're position-wise where they're supposed to be. But if you just take your time, be under control, make the extra pass, we got it across. It was about four or five times that we just tried to hit the home run, and, you know, we get in trouble where they come from behind, back tap. You know, we're uncertain of each other. But, you know, as this team gets used to playing with Mo and he gets used to playing with us, And we get more of a rotation, we're going to be all right.
Well, we got Menifee and Round left on our district schedule, and I know you want to see both of those two teams again with this same effort, with this same offense. You got to feel better this time around.
Oh, I'm extremely pleased, but, you know, there's no moral victories. You want to win. You know, you want to walk away feeling good about what you're doing and let everybody know that, hey, we're headed in the right direction. But this team is, you know, it seems like we take a step forward, then we take two steps back. Can we build on this Friday night? That's the big key, and that's the one thing we tried to tell them in the locker room. You got to use this energy, this effort, this focus, come in here Friday night and be ready for a battle-tested Menifee team that, you know, that got one against us early. We got to come in here and take care of business Friday and get ready for next week.
Coach, thanks for coming up.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
That's Bath County head coach Matthew Perry. Bath County with this loss falls to 5-15. Fleming County is going to improve to 15-6. And Todd, as you look at these statistics, it's a lot of points from a lot of folks. I'll let you get started.
Well, I'm just going to go over shooting percentages. How many times do you know of a team that shoots 47% from the floor, 47% behind the arc, and 71% from the free throw line lose a game? It's not very often.
Never.
Fleming County, 58% from the floor, 29 of 50, 53% behind the arc, 19 of 36, and 65% from the charity stripe, 13 of 20. Bath County, respectfully, 47, 47, 71, 28 of 59, 15 of 32, and 5 of 7. Fleming County got 13 more trips to the charity stripe, and they were able to get four more shots up, and they made five more threes. Your big difference, your three-point shooting in this ball game. Fleming County was led by Hickerson with 29 points, 24 points for James, 20 points for Hargett, 9 points for Fry, 5 points for Jolly, 3 points for Roberts, and that rounded out the scoring for Fleming County. Bath County was led by Sarles, 23 points, also pulled down two boards, 13 points, 11 rebounds for Rennie on the inside, 11 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal for Bashir. 12 points and a rebound for McCarty, 6 points, 3 rebounds for Braden Roussis, 9 points and a rebound for Jay Smith, 2 points for Preston Roussis, and that rounded out the Bath County scoring. I think I got everybody except for Bowling in the game. Statted a point, but Bowling did have, I had him with 3 rebounds and a steal in his action this evening. But Bath County shoots 47-47. More often than not, shooting numbers like that, you're gonna come away with a W.
Absolutely. As far as our El Cotto Construction Company player of the game, Tom, I'm gonna let you pick one, and I'm gonna pick one.
Player of the game?
Player of the game.
Offensive?
Yep.
I'm gonna go with Rennie. 13 points and 11 boards, a double double. I like that. If I was gonna pick two, Sorrell would have to be up there dropping in 23, seven of those from behind the arc. Both of those.
And I'm going to tell you another one. There's three, and I'm so proud of this kid tonight. Eli McCarty was good.
12 points in a board.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he can give us that consistently, we become a little different animal. I mean, obviously bringing in Mo, he's going to give you length. He's going to give you stuff around the basket. He's going to get more comfortable. And he turned it over a ton tonight, and I'm not worried about that because he can clean it up, hopefully, get acclimated to this offense. Talon's going to score points. You know, he's been here for 3 or 4 years scoring buckets. But when Eli gets that confidence, I thought he banked that three in tonight. He sort of looked over and grinned at the bench. But he got hot right then, and he made two more after that. And he looked good on the defense end of the floor, and he passed the ball well. And he was able to do those little things that helps you win a ball game. So I think all three of those players did an excellent job of putting this team on their back offensively. Jay Smith with the two threes in 1 second. Is a Bath County and a world record as well. He makes a three. The foul's called. Bath County gets it back. It's thrown in directly to Jay Smith. He shoots a three and scores 6 points in 1 second. That's something that I'll probably always remember. Let's give him credit there. Now, our Swartz's Mowing Unsung Hero. I'm going to switch this up just a little bit tonight, Todd. The Swartz's Mowing Unsung Hero, let's give it to our student section. They sang the national anthem before the game, a cappella. When the phone down here doesn't work on our PA system that doesn't work and whatever it's got going on with it, our student section, our cheerleaders, and our fans sing the national anthem. It's got to make this high school proud tonight.
Absolutely. I've heard it of other schools doing that, but to do it like that tonight,
on the fly, because we had to. So that's our unsung hero brought to you by Swartz's Mowing. As far as our defensive player of the game brought to you by Downtown Athletic Club, a couple players stepped up defensively.
I'm going to give that one to Ella Waits. I mean, she guarded that water down there. Didn't let anybody get to it that wasn't supposed to.
Several
Sorry,
cats.
Sorry, she's standing up right.
You go, who you got in mind? I'll tell you what I think.
Well, defensively tonight, I got a couple of guys. Bashir.
Yep.
I thought he had
a better game defensively. And he's not known for his defense, but if he can somehow get in passing lanes and, he's disruptive because he's so tall and lanky. And I tell you another one I was impressed with is Braden Roosis, because he had the assignment of just fighting with Fry for 32 minutes.
Fry or Hargett or whoever, was in that paint.
Every time I watched, and Braden didn't play a full 32 minutes, but when he was in the game, he was just fighting out low with somebody. And, I know if you ask him what he would like to be doing, he would like to be out around the wing shooting jump shots and playing guard. But on this team, his job is to battle. His job is to rebound. His job is to get in there and play hard defense. And I'm very proud of Braden and his performance tonight.
Allen Bowling on the other side. A couple of rebounds and a steal out of the same mantra that you throw in there with Roosis. Down there low, having to beat and bang. And earn everything that he's get.
We'd like to thank all of our sponsors, Montgomery Tractor, for making this broadcast possible, along with all the many other ones. Ira Kilburn, opening argument, final verdict. Came up a little short on some of our pregame wish list, but still, Bath County played well tonight. They fall 90-76. Bath County will next be in action in a girl-boy doubleheader on Friday night. We will have the pregame at 5:45 for the girls' game. The boys' game will follow. It's rematches against Menifee County. Bath County would love to come out of there with two dubs on Friday. We would like to thank everyone for joining our broadcast tonight, listening to us on the radio app. We would like to thank those that are listening to us on WKCA, all of our sponsors, all of our listeners for making this broadcast possible, Hannah and everyone back at the studio for doing a good job there as well. For Todd Waits, this is Patrick Armitage. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.